With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Women and girls in Indian Country go missing and are involved in homicides at a far greater rate than any other demographic of people in Montana. That's according to testimony today in the Legislative State Tribal Relations Committee, which is studying the issue. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Anita Lucchesi, a doctoral student at Lethbridge University in the Canadian province of Alberta, told Montana lawmakers today Native women live in a system that values them less than other people.
Very high rates of criminalization, mental health issues and lack of resources, very high rates of trauma. All of those things kind of create a perfect storm where rates of violence are very high, not just because people are more likely to be violent, but because Native women are valued less, and there's less ramifications for it.
Native Americans make up around 7% of the population in Montana. But according to data from Montana's Native American Domestic Violence Fatality Review Commission, which was created by the 2003 legislature, Native people of Montana are involved in 16% of all intimate partner homicides in the state. Lucchesi says the data are even more disproportionate when looking at missing person reports.
Native women are 30% of missing persons in the state, and Native girls, so under 18, are 40% of the state's missing children.
Lucchesi says local law enforcement and government data on this issue are often poorly managed and at times hard for the public or researchers to access. And this, she says, can make it hard to know what kind of policies could help this situation. At the next meeting in May, the State Tribal Relations Committee will consider sending a letter of support for a bill in Congress known as Savannah's Act, which would require the U.S. Attorney General to increase collection and availability of data related to missing and murdered Indian women. The committee will also consider sending a letter of support to Republican Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota for his proposed Survive Act. That bill would create around $75 million a year in grant programs within the U.S. Department of Justice to fund tribal programs for crime victims. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.